Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's up?
What's going on? What's up, Brad? What's up? What's going on?
What's going on, Brother B?
Not much. How you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good. Chilling.
Sure. What's up, everybody? What's going on? Greetings and salutations. It is Big Red and Brother B with another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? How you doing? Hola.
What's up, everybody?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, everyone as well. And, you know, I really don't want to get into the thing of like, oh, despite everything that's going on, it's like, you know what, simple and plain, hope for everyone as well. And to those that are not, you know, in the greatest and best of moods, you know, we'll keep you in prayer. Most definitely. Hopefully we can.
Absolutely.
Bring a smile or some laughter to your face tonight. Guest calling the number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Big Red Brother B, the menu. We in the house. Yeah. Like I was saying to you before the show, like I don't really like taking things. Since I work night, like sleeping during, it's hard to sleep during the day. So,
right.
Like taking like that melatonin to like, so I can like get some sleep. Yeah, I don't like doing stuff like that. Cause like I said, then you got to sleep it off. And sometimes don't always sleep it off in one set. So it's like to get ready to go back to work and then you turn around and you're feeling like you're dragging ass. It's just not cool.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I don't like taking stuff like that either. Like those muscle relaxers. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, those type of things. It's like that too, where you take one and it's like you sleep it off. You sleep it, but then when you wake up and you still feel like that grogginess, and it's just like, oh man, I wish I got more sleep. You know, you feel like you want to get more sleep, but you can't. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
those things
are
good either. So,
no doubt. Yeah, I do, but I do want to address something real quick before we get going to the topic.
Okay.
You know, of course, you know, back to Facebooking. And, you know, to those that know me or, you know, we're friends on Facebook, I'm sure, you know, it probably has been said. I mean, not like I really care, but I've been kind of somewhat aggressive with posts. And the reason for that is because I'm starting to see that there are certain people that are trying to put this divide, throw in a wedge. The Black Lives Matter thing is going on and this, that, and the third. So now I've been seeing certain people posting stuff that are like, Black men don't like Hispanic people, or Black people don't like Hispanic people type shit. And see, I don't condone stuff like that. So if I see it, I'm going to call you on your shit. Because why create something that's not there? Now listen, if you have your personal opinions or whatever, you know, that's all good. Certain things that you should just really kind of keep to yourself. Unless you're outing yourself that you're a bigot, and then, hey, I can dig it. If you're a bigot, I can dig it. Because then that means I can't rock with you. I mean, we can be cordial, but I can't rock with you because I already know that you're a bigot, and, you know, I got to keep the limit.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm really not feeling, you know, that whole Black men, you know, just the whole negative stereotype when it comes down to painting black people a certain way because either A, you're discontent with what's going on right now and you feel like what we get in love because of all the attention, stop it. It's not the type of attention that we want. It's attention that had to happen because there's shit going on that's probably
right.
not really happening to you like it's happening to us. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not
right.
to compare,
exactly.
but then again, you know, there's certain things that you have to compare. You know, you have to look at. And, you know, make no mistake, and I will be blunt when I say it, you can try and play white all you want to, but they don't like you either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They, Anglo-Saxon, white men, white women, they don't like you either. So, you know, get it straight. But you know what's crazy? As much as people want to try to play smart or talk smart,
mm-hmm.
it's in the history books. It's in the books. It's
right.
written. Everything is right there for you to read. So either you're not educated and you're just that ignorant, or what makes it worse is the fact that you know the truth, but you just don't want to adhere to it or recognize it because it's just not the truth that you want to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want it to go down that way. So you'd rather live that lie. And once again, that's cool. We can be cordial, but I can't deal with you because you're living in that world that really, you're not living in reality.
Nope.
And,
not at all.
Yeah, so we really need to, like, that whole divide thing, like, you know, that's disgusting. Stop it. You're not really going to get anywhere with it, you know, except probably create a new level of racism or bigotry that you're probably really not ready for.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
So,
Ain't nothing at all.
Yeah, so let's just stay away from that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, peace and love to all races, you know. Try to keep equality all around. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But, you know, all the other negative stuff is just, it's not good. But, you know, we got to let the Hot Rod get a piece. Hot Rod got a piece.
Hot Rod. Hey, guys.
Vroom, vroom.
You know me, I always have to make my quick points, and I got to fight with my kids to put in a bed soon for the online training tomorrow. But we all know who's going to win. The damn kid.
Okay.
But but to your point, Brother B and Big Red,
mm-hmm.
racism has been going on for how we're still talking about it, fighting about it, and knowing that racism is making money, either from one group or another. Like we talked about last time with the Donald Trump and the Goya thing. You know, like
yeah,
Donald Trump is a racist and he talked bad about the trans people. But guess what? We still go by Goya stuff regardless. So what's the big hoopla about it?
Right.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. I mean, you know, people are going to do what they want to do regardless. It don't matter. But like I said, my whole thing is you know, what people are getting from 45 is the fact that he's putting in this divide. And it's like he don't even like it. He don't even like majority
right, absolutely.
Of people. You know what I'm saying? I think he only just loves himself. But the whole thing is, with you knowing this, so you're still going to love your enemy. Yeah, see, I can't do that. Like, I don't, you know thy enemy is one thing, but love thy enemy is something else.
That would appreciate you in church. You preach in church to love your enemy.
Well,
at the same time,
church.
You have a priest touching little boy, but, you know, that's an oxymoron right there.
Yeah, well,
right?
Yeah, well, listen, I don't adhere to religion. Spirituality, yes, but I don't claim religion. I think it's very divisive. You know what I'm saying? I mean, most people don't even follow what the book says. So what's the
mm-hmm.
purpose of going every Sunday?
Well,
or,
no, they follow the same thing from the book.
They pick and choose
what they want to follow from the book.
And they interpret. They pick and choose what to interpret as well.
Listen,
exactly.
If God is love, why we hate?
Right,
That's the only thing I can say is if God is love, and you know people want to talk to God, but why you still hate?
Now, why we're still judging people? Because, you know, if you don't follow your God, that means you're part of the enemy. And that's why I hate you, you know. You know, there's like 20 gods out there, maybe more than that. Who knows? Who could keep up? But you don't follow my
right.
God, my quote.
Right, but you're not, exactly. I was going to say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you're the enemy.
It's
that means
stupid.
I have to hate you. I'm going to heaven, and you're going to hell because you did not follow my
God.
You're
not following my God, right.
Either you follow the
so
black
ignorant.
Jesus or the white Jesus or the Asian Jesus or the Jewish Jesus. Who knows what's going on?
And you know
but,
what?
And you know what? All the people that preach to me, I always ask them, were you there? If you were there to vouch for everything, no problem.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I mean,
what? My thing is
2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, plus. But you know, my thing is, this is why in the movies the aliens just always come and bust our ass. Because the humans, this is why they always try to just, like, take over the planet. Because, like, yo, you humans are just bad. Like, and I don't know, man. Like, I don't really know. But to slide into our topic, once again, it's the menu. Big Red Brother B. You got Hot Rod in the house. Guest call numbers 347-324-3395. Why the hell is your relationship so important? Or why does it have to be everybody's business?
Why? Because
go ahead.
Well, I'll say that because I think some people look for answers for their relationships if they're having one in other people's relationships. I kind of feel that that's what some people do. They're looking for answers. It's like, oh, well, you know what? Say a couple is going through something and say that person, they may not necessarily have somebody, but maybe they're looking at that couple like, oh, well, you know, if I was dealing with this guy or whatever, or maybe they're looking at a past relationship that they'd be like, oh, well, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I should have did it this way because, you know, him and her are back together now, even though they was arguing yesterday. You know, so I think that's what it is. Like, some people look for answers in other people's relationships. I think that's why other people's relationships are so important to them. Like,
I think it's showing off.
Could be that, too.
You said showing off.
I think some people just like to show off. You know, well, I'm sorry, Big Red.
No, that could be true, but I remember, you know, when I was dating my older son, Fogler, and me and him were having issues, and he was more interested in everybody else's relationship, and I had to ask him once. I remember him saying something to me about one of his homeboys and issues that him and the girlfriend had. And I looked at him. I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "But we're having issues. You so busy trying to fix his issues. What about us?" And he was just standing there looking stupid because I couldn't, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why he was so invested in their relationship. And Negro, we need to fix ours.
But wait a minute. I got to get back to what Hot Rod said. I'll get back to you, Red, but wait, when you say showing off, like showing off the fact that you got somebody or that you're in a relationship or?
Yes. Well, I like to say most female, but that's, you know, that's a wrong term. Most people, some people would like to show off they're in a relationship. And as I'm talking from a guy point of view, Big Red, I see that on the lady side sometimes. You know, on social media, you know, then blah, 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 you know, showing pictures of them in the park, whatever. And as always, when things go wrong, all hell breaks loose. And as for the men part, I think most guys don't like to show off that much because, you know, we don't want girlfriend number one to know too much about girlfriend number two or girlfriend number five and six, you know. We all like to hide things for the most part.
It's a girlfriend number five and six.
Hey, think about it. I'm like, not everybody do that, but most guys don't like to show off too much, you know.
Well,
dating multiple women.
Well, I mean, all right, that could be one. That could be would be one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is, you know, some people still believe in discretion, and they don't want everybody in their business because when you start Like, when you start putting people in your business, then they feel they have a right to say certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things that they say, yeah, it may be out of pocket. Might be out of pocket. You know, it might be some things that, you know,
Whose fault is that? Are you putting your business out there or the people criticizing you for your business? Knowing that people are going to criticize you anyway.
It is your fault for putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's your fault for putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, when you put stuff out there, especially on social media, you're given an open invitation. As much as you don't think you are, you're given an open invitation for somebody to say something as to where if they didn't know, they couldn't comment. You know, and that's one thing with social media. Now they switch it to where it's not just people who you know that can comment on stuff. It's people that may know somebody you know that can comment on something. It's like, yo, I don't even know you, so why are you making comments? So it's like, you know, there's a level of privacy that's kind of invaded.
Well, privacy, yeah, but Brother B, what about the statements that we see all the time? Oh, it's my page, I can post whatever I want to, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But when they get negative feedback from people, oh, hell get break loose. No, why are you criticizing my page, blah, blah, blah?
Well, technically, I mean, if you want to get technical about it and be real, real brutally honest, it's not your page. It's really not your page. It's Mark Zuckerberg's, you know what I'm saying, page. It's not Facebook. Yeah, it's not your page. Like, Mark Zuckerberg is allowing you to use what he created, his entity of Facebook, to just basically rant, rave, share pictures, and this, that, and the third. So it's not yours.
So it's supposed to be about.
It's not yours. You didn't create it. You just made a page on his, you know, or off of his foundation. But it's not yours. It's his. And it's not only his. It's his, and he shares it with law enforcement as well. So
yes, I'm about to say that. So basically, I put my personal life on somebody else's page for the whole world to see.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
But.
And
well,
then when it comes
well,
down to your relationship.
Big Red criticize you. Yeah.
Well, listen, if you ain't want Big Red criticize you, then you shouldn't have posted anything about you hanging with, the Teletubbies or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mind your business.
Like, you had an entanglement with a Teletubby.
I know what I'm saying?
Like, it's crazy. You know, like look at K-Dog. You know, K-Dog tried to keep shit modest, and he has to because, you know, he got skeletons. But, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, K-Dog, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, people?
He got more skeletons.
Yeah, y'all are something else, man. What's up, y'all? What's up, everybody? What's up, my people? Hey, man, listen, look. I ain't got nothing to hide. Listen. First up, here's the thing about relationships and social media. Shut up. That's what I got to say. Shut up. First up, to the people who love to put their businesses all up, listen, what goes on your relationship, that's between you and this person. It seems to me, and I've said this about social media, Hot Rod heard me say it several times. First up, number one. You and this person are together. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why the hell is it that you're going to be putting up your whole damn business on social media? Let me tell y'all a story about what happened, speaking of which people putting up their whole businesses on social media. You know, I could say this, is that when people put their businesses up, there's trouble in the water. If you're putting up your everything is all hunky-dory, it's all good, this, I love him and I love her, and all of this mess, you know, back and forth. Now, there was a girl who put up her, who had a habit of putting up her man all over Facebook. She was saying, oh, happy birthday to my king and stuff like that. And days later... guess what happened? Homeboy got caught cheating. And guess who's throwing him out the house? And I mean, excuse me for using language, tell him, you're a fucking dog. Get the fuck out of here. You dirty, 2 years of misery I've been putting up with your ass. And, you know,
oh,
all of
wow.
this stuff, yeah, it was. It went on social media.
So she was faking her love story on social media. And that's a problem I have when people fake love their story on social media.
Exactly.
You know.
Now,
I love
you,
but
why do we have to do that?
Well,
right,
why
do
you
that? Don't.
But you know what's so funny?
Nobody would,
I told you
nobody would know it's fake. But all right, so what you said, Hot Rod, nobody would know it's fake or real if you didn't post it. So why
right,
would you
like
just don't post it?
But just like Hot Rod said, women, I noticed, and he's right, women do more of that. They do more
yes, they
and
do.
Put all of their relationship status up there. I've heard women get, you know, perturbed with their boyfriends or say something like, oh, well, he don't put pictures of me on Facebook, and he don't this, and he don't that. He don't have to. That, I mean, that's his choice if he want to do that, but that doesn't mean that because he's putting it out there that y'all this perfect happy couple, you want something,
right.
You're trying to perpetrate a fraud. You want to perpetrate something just like K-Dor said. Now when you do get caught out there or you get catch him in something, now he's this and now he's that. So now you're the one looking stupid.
Exactly. And you know what? That girl embarrassed herself in such a bad way is that she had to separate herself from social media because what she did was saying happy birthday to her king, the man that she loves, her best friend, this and this and this. Oh, he's older. And then after when he gets caught cheating, she puts it on social media and, you know, calls out his name and stuff like that. And it's like then after she apologized to his family, oh, I'm really sorry for what happened. It was on Instagram. I couldn't stop laughing at her. Okay,
with stuff like that, I'm sorry, Brother B.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, when stuff like that happens, does that lead to quote-unquote cyberbullying to a certain degree?
Well, you know
where
what that
you
means,
put your business out
there? Not cyberbullying, but cyber, you know what it is, you know what I call it? Cyber bashing. And it's cyber, and it's embarrassing yourself all over social media because, listen, like I said before, two people are in a relationship. There's no need to be putting, and like Big Red said, and I'm not trying to sound disrespectful, but a lot of females do it, putting everything out there and stuff. I know people who are married, they put up a couple of pictures of them, you know, with their family that, you know, they're not talking about all lovey-dovey and stuff like that, or look at the husband, look at the wife. That's it. But they're not all the time, every day, putting up something. Some people,
but,
they
but
put
you know
everything
what?
Up.
But you know what, even K-Dog, I used to have a take issue with that sometimes because, see, the problem with social media and or anytime you put, like, your relationship or your family and stuff like that, like, you got to be careful because you never know who's watching for what reason.
Exactly.
You never know. Like, some people, you know, they take things to an extreme. Like, as much as we would like to say, you know, Facebook or, you know, Instagram or whatever, it's supposed to be with people who you welcome in to your circle or welcome into your page. But that's not the case. So, once again, you're giving other people who don't know you, you know, either A, they're trying to see what's going on with you, so maybe they can figure out what's going on in their relationship, or maybe they're just trying to compare notes. And, you know, everybody's relationship is not the same. There may be some similarities at times,
right.
But, you know, not everything is the same. We're not dealing with the same type of people. But
exactly,
you know, I've seen people put questions out there, and then it turns around and backfires, and then they're like, "Oh,
exactly.
Oh, who told you to say something?" It's like, well, you put a question, so I'm just, you know, putting my two cents in. Oh, F your two cents, F you. And
exactly.
So once again, why put it out there? Like this
right.
whole
if you don't
what's
people
that football,
to insult you.
What's that football player and Ciara's husband? What is that? What's that dude?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
I remember at one point yo, everybody was saying this, saying that, and all this and that. And my thing is, wait, first of all, I mean, the dude looks like, you know, a fairly handsome dude. And Ciara, you know, she looks good. I mean, why is everybody knocking their hustle? I think they got kids together. I mean, listen.
Yeah, well, remember,
she was
engaged to Future. She was engaged to Future, the rapper.
And he got caught cheating.
And they had a child together.
He got caught cheating. And she kicked him to the curb. And so, oh, sorry, Harper, but she got with Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson embraced both her and Future's son, and a lot of Future friends hated on that.
Future was hating.
Yep. So she left a thug to go be with a gentleman. She got criticized for that, and now she's happy, married, quote unquote, that we know, with two kids. You know, with Russell Wilson.
Right. So that's my thing. That's my thing with people in relations. It's like it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Now, she was still messing with Future with all them 300 baby mamas he got, and he was treating her bad and this, that, and other, and she taking her for child support because, you know, he probably ain't taking care of Dan, you know, none of them kids or whatever, and he making all this money. Then people would be, oh, she's stupid. She did. She had all that. Wouldn't be me after that. Okay, so now she got Russell Wilson. He's the good, you know, so far we know he's a decent guy. He does what he has to do. You know, he's embracing, you know, the child like it's his or whatever. Then it's like people still have an issue with it. Oh, well, he's a pushover. He's this, he's that. Oh, she's probably taking him for what? They're happy. Leave him the hell alone.
But I'm sorry, do you think that's a problem? People don't want to see other couples be happy for once?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nope.
That's exactly what it is. They don't like to see people happy. They don't like to see people happy, especially in a happy relationship. They don't want to see that. They rather see the drama. That's what they want. They
exactly.
want that drama and him and her going at it each other and all that other stuff.
Because,
but no, you know.
Here's what I have to say. Yeah, go ahead, Brother B.
Well, real quick, what I feel is crazy is you have people that can be in happy relationships or good relationships, but they don't want to see other people happy because the drama of somebody else's relationship just makes them feel more secure. Oh, I'm glad we don't have those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm glad we're not like that with each other. And that's sad, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to be happy all around. Like, I don't know. We do all have issues. And some of them are just not that serious. Some of them are just not that serious. But sometimes somebody can amplify something that's not there. Like, somebody can really make shit loud, and there's no reason for it to be loud. And especially when it comes to relationships, somebody just, like, once again, as like was being discussed last night on Absolute Truth, you know, the whole Will and Jada thing. It's like, listen, that's them. I don't understand why. Like, whatever. I remember the elders used to say, use the word discretion. Keep things in your house. Now, oh,
that's
no,
it.
There's no purpose. What's the purpose of having a closed door if you putting everything out there? You
right,
inviting
letting
everybody
in
any goddamn
yep.
way. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't
and
make
you know,
sense.
You know people be talking trash when you put your business out there. Oh, Big Red, why you treat your hot rod this way? Or Brother B, why you treat me this way? It's like, no matter what you do or what you say, people go talk trash, you know?
Yeah,
if
they're
going to
hit. And you know what? Go ahead, Hot Rod.
No, if I give Big Red a car, a Mercedes-Benz, people will criticize, why couldn't I be the Jaguar? Why can't I be a Nissan basketball? You know, like, what the hell? Can you just be happy that I gave a woman, my loved one a present?
Exactly.
No, because
but
you
know what?
The thing
some
is,
people
there's no self love, no self love, man.
You know what it is? What's the problem with a lot of these relationships with social media? And I've said this, Hot Rod. You've heard me say it many times. People don't need to know your whole damn business. Okay, if you're with, you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship. It's you and that person in the relationship, right? why is it that some people feel to need the whole world know? And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's about confidence. Oh, I want everybody to see me in the relationship. Okay. Congratulations. Congratulations. You're in a relationship. That's all well and good. All right. But to add every damn detail up on social media, that's just crazy, man. I mean,
I got one for you, K-Dog. Sorry to cut across. I got one for you. I really think a lot of times it's approval. People are looking for approval. They're looking for someone to approve their relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they're looking for somebody to approve what they're doing so they can feel proud of it. If somebody else is proud of something. Not everybody's proud of their own work. You know, they got to bring somebody else into it and to get that approval so they can feel proud of it. Like, you get into a relationship and it's like, oh, I got to introduce you to my family. But then sometimes, depending on what the family say or what your friends say, oh, I don't think he's good for you, or I don't think she's the right person. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the type of person you are,
it can very well
change the situation.
It is. But that's bad, though, because then if you're going off of what that person or people or the approval of other people, then you're never going to be happy with anybody because, somebody's going to always have something to say about a particular person. And like I said, a lot of times it could be on some hater stuff because guess what? I don't got nobody, so I'm going to, I don't think she's good for you. Oh, she looks like this, or she looks like that. Or if it was me,
Big Red,
you're going to
have a lot of haters.
Big Red is my family. She can never hate on me. Hot Rod, me and him been running together for 30
think.
Years.
Yeah.
He can never hate on me. You know, that's what people think.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like they want, and you know what else? Some people, they go on social media to bash, let's just say, okay, they in a relationship, but guess what? They go on there to bash the other person that they were with, like the ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. They go out there and they're bashing the person.
But K-Dog, I'll do you one better. I might mess with Brother B Girl so I could get to Brother B Girl and keep up with myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that do that.
Yeah.
That sabotage relationship.
You're right.
You know.
Yep.
Brother
B do it to Sean Black and I all the time, you know, on the other show, so... That's proof right there.
Yeah, because it's like people dig it. People get crazy. It's like relationship. I don't understand. It's not private anymore because it's all over Instagram, all over Facebook, all over Twitter.
And that's why a lot of relationships
many times
don't
about,
last.
It's not. That's why a lot of relationships don't last because you're busy putting out all this stuff, and meanwhile, there's drama going on behind the camera because you're saying, oh, this person's so wonderful, this person is super, 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 super. Let's face facts, okay? Let's face reality. Ain't nobody perfect in this world.
Some people are in it just for bragging, like, and some people are in it just to say that they have somebody, and some people are in it just so they just don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they're like, you 40-something and you still by yourself, or you 50-something and you still by yourself, or you 20-something and you still by yourself, and they try to make it sound like it's something bad. But it's not. Like, being in a relationship is not a bad thing. You know, listen, everything takes time. Everything for you, everything that you think is for you ain't always for you.
Exactly. Right?
You know, I mean, I see life as sometimes certain things you got to go through a process. You know, it's like going into a supermarket. Yeah, you can go there and you can start grabbing things that you want off the shelf. But yo, did you ever really read the ingredients to see if it was healthy for you? Did you read the ingredients to see if it was something in it that you're allergic to? See, that's the thing. We're always grabbing shit off the shelf, but we're not reading the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part where we screw ourselves up. We're not reading the ingredients. So then you
never
do. You get home, you unpack the groceries, you get to cooking, and you'd be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know sage was in this. I'm allergic to sage. Well, maybe if you would have read the ingredients, you know what I'm saying?
You
took the time to, you would have known. But people are not taking the time anymore. Everything is just got to be microwave quick, boom, boom, boom.
And it's not all the time. The microwave, it's not all the time. You eat something from the microwave, and it tastes good. It tastes horrible.
See, exactly. That's just the next thing I was going to say. You nuke it in the microwave, it doesn't stay as hot longer. It doesn't taste as good as you put it in the oven. Yeah, it may take a little time, but guess what? It stays hotter longer, and it tastes better.
Right, exactly.
And see, that's the whole thing. People don't want, but it's like people don't want the good taste anymore, or they want the fake taste. It tastes good for right now, but I just need it for right now. I don't care about later. So I can't
so
wait
let me
30
ask
minutes worth of even up.
Right.
I can't wait.
So let me ask y'all.
I need it in 10 seconds.
About this. Mm-hmm. Let me ask y'all about this. Now, I know a friend of mine, they have a family member that's dealing with a man, but he's involved. So now, how do you feel about, she said that the family member posts her and him on Facebook all the time. Now, he's involved. So now, my thing is, how does that go? If he's involved with someone else and you and him are posted up on Facebook all the time and Instagram, so now you're putting yourself out there, but why would you do that?
Wait a minute, because a family member?
Like, it's my friend, it's her family member, and the family member is going out with a guy that's involved with somebody already, but the family member posts on Facebook and Instagram pictures of her and, her and her to me, but the man has somebody.
That's not cool. See, that's a problem right there. That's inviting, that's inviting trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
like
trouble right
like
there.
That. Some people want that trouble, though.
Yeah, they love it. They love the drama. And that's not good at all. If you're doing that, man.
Yeah,
I see it like this. Why would you even put that out there? Why do you feel the need to put that out there? Listen. Certain things just don't look. Just once again, discretion. We've had me and Big Red. We've had this conversation before. Discretion. Nobody needs to know what you're doing or how you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you so quick to want to air out your dirty laundry? Because see now, don't get mad when somebody comes at you and talk about, oh, you MF and home wrecker. Oh, I'm not a homewrecker.
Mm-hmm.
He or she was willing to do X, Y, and Z. It's like, that's not the point, what he or she was willing to do. The fact that you know that they're in a committed relationship, yet you're doing divisive stuff, posting pictures of you and that person, this, that, and the third. Listen, know your role. Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be driving all over the highway, just for the sake of saying, I got a car. I got a car, damn it. Well, your car ain't got no windows
in
the rain.
That's not insecurity. What's the word? I think that's like a competitive type thing.
Well, it's competitive, but it's also insecure. It's also an insecure
thing.
It is. Because I think it's one of those things where somebody say, well, listen, if your man or your woman love you like that, why are they at my house? Now, you see, that just breaks off into some other shit. Because that right there is not something that anyone can really answer except for the individuals that are involved. There's no textbook answer for something like that. Oh, well, if that person really loves you, why are they at my house? There's no answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's an individual situation. You can't you can't just say or give a blanket statement because it's not going to work. Because certain things mean just something different to certain people.
But
it does.
Well, I was shocked, period, because when she even told me that situation, and when I'm friends with the person with her family member too, and I said, wait a minute, you mean the guy that she's posting up? She has somebody, and she's just posting pictures of her and this dude like it's nothing. And she's like, yeah, and I'm like, wow.
And that's not good at all. That's
what happens,
like I said,
when they
inviting
get popped in their mouth. Yeah,
right.
When somebody get popped in their mouth, or you know, a foot
mouth.
To the back, you know, a foot to ass, then they like, oh, well, why you do that? Why you think it got done? And you know what?
Wow.
In the grand scheme of things, you know, nobody's really going to respect you when you do stuff like that.
No.
Nobody's going to respect you, and dudes are going to look at you like you're a loose cannon. And all you're doing is bringing, you're really showing the negativity that you're bringing, and nobody wants to deal with that.
Right.
Nobody wants to deal with
that. But
the
you know what?
Situation.
I think, you know what?
Except.
These days, I think some of these dudes like that. So, me and you discussed this, Brother B. I think some of these dudes like that type of stuff these days.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole the dudes that like the drama. I guess because it makes them feel important. That somebody's fighting for them or fighting over them. I mean, really.
Why invite the
mean,
drama?
Listen, but you know what? I'm just going to say this. To all those, male or female, that seem to think that it's okay or it's cool to have someone fighting over you, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not about you.
Exactly.
It's their own personal competition. You're just in the middle of it. It's not about you. So if I just put a pin in your ego, I'm sorry, let it pop. But it's not about you, because if you weren't there, the same thing would be going on. So you're not exclusive to it. You're just the money in the middle for the most part. It's like
right.
I was, you know, just like with Lady T and the chicken sandwich thing. I tell her that, oh, hey, Lady T, what's up? How you doing? What's going on?
You know what? What's up?
Nah, but, you know, some people really think that, like, oh, you're fighting over me. And, oh, I got these chicks fighting over me and all this. And it's like, dude, it's not about you. It's not
it's
about
not
you.
About
it's
you
more
at
about
all.
Them.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Because you know what it is?
But
it,
you know
it
what?
Shows, it shows a lack of character. If you're going to do something like that, it's just plain stupid.
Yeah. And I was surprised at her, you know, because I know her for a number of years. But, I haven't seen her in a number of years. But I was surprised when she told her. I said, what? Her? I said, oh, no, I'm very surprised off of that. Because I wouldn't think she would be that type of person, but she just, you know, just out there with it. I said, wow.
Yeah, I can't rock with that, man. Like, once again, discretion.
That's
discretion. Jesus. Like I said, the elders always used to say, preach, nobody need to be in your house.
Exactly.
Nobody need to be in your house. I remember my mother used to say that. Nobody need to be in your damn house. Nobody need to be in your house. Red,
you don't need
man.
It. My mother always says this.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
She always said
don't
that.
Need to
she always said like this.
Business.
That's right.
You don't need everybody. You don't need the world in your business. What goes on is you and that person. That's it. You don't need anybody else in the business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, whether the whole thing with Will and Jada is some type of ploy to just get attention, because you never know nowadays. You know, people just kind of invent things. But then the next thing you know, somebody else wants to copy off of that. And the next thing you know, you have a whole bunch of copycats doing a whole bunch of attention getting. And it really just goes, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't. That's why relationships a lot of days nowadays really just don't last, because everybody's more concerned about the optics than the substance.
A lot of relationships
love,
don't Isn't that got nothing to do with love? Also, don't laugh because you pull too many people in your conversation. You might say something to one person about something, and then they spin it around. You get what I'm saying? It's too much information also being put out about your relationship, because if anybody wouldn't know, you understand what I mean? If you didn't tell anybody mm-hmm. something, they wouldn't know. So that privacy is not there as well either.
Right, but did you have
and you know what? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go
ahead.
To Lady T and to Big Red, whatever happened to privacy?
You don't have I've seen that happen, and something that happened to me. I might have said something to someone to ask them a question about something, and it gets spent around. Oh, she has a problem with him. She doesn't like him. She doesn't want to talk to him. I'm thinking, when did I ever speak to you about anything about what happened other than just asking you a question about something? So it gets spent around.
Mm-hmm. No privacy.
No privacy.
I think it's more, you know, and it's also, like I said, with your, you know, you have people that, like I said, if, you know, especially with women, because women can be very catty at times, and at the end of the day, it's like, you so busy worrying about my relationship, maybe because you don't have one, or you're not dealing with somebody, or you're
mm-hmm.
looking at what me and somebody else have, so you, once again, you go, oh, well, I want what they have, so you know what, I'm going to try to throw a monkey wrench in this. So, you know, I'm going to ask her all kinds of questions, be all in her business, and this, that, and other. And it don't have to, it doesn't always have to be close friends. I think close friends really usually don't do that. That's usually some outside chicks that's trying to, you know, infiltrate and try to get in. But it's like, no. But then also, some women put too much of their business out there, just like we discussed. Some women tell other women too much. Like, I know y'all heard this story of how, oh, you know, she got the homegirl, she tell the whole girl everything that happened in her and her man relationship and what he do in the bed and how he flipped it, smacking and reversing. And the next thing you know, he flipping and smacking and reversing at the homegirl. And then guess what? You don't get mad because you don't already told her what he done did to you.
You also want to know something. It's interesting to say something like that, right? Yeah, you're absolutely right. You also have, let's say if males and females are dealing with friends, you also have female friends. Let's say the male is talking to them too much about their new relationship or whatever the case may be, and she's feeling him or she had him before and she wants him back, and she's
mm-hmm.
in his ear talking about, oh, nah, she said she not feeling you. She told our friend that, and he told us this, this, and that. You understand what I'm saying? So you also have those catty females that are your, that you might think, guys, wake up, that are your best friend or something, or your good friend. She want her spot. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So she in your ear. Nah, don't get back with her. You might be like, you know, I'm feeling her. I think I might want to make this work. Nah, don't get back with her because they want that spot. So you also got mm-hmm. that.
Well, yeah,
yep.
Cause, yeah, like you said, it's right. They don't want you. They may just want the spot.
They want the spot
because
the girl
that's
has
the crazy
spot.
Part
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the worst part about it.
It's just to prove that, listen, I can get you anytime I want.
Yes. Okay.
You know
so
what
y'all,
I'm saying?
Y'all know
I, like,
that.
I
that's,
got
that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen
that happen.
You anytime
disgusting.
I want you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need you now. I'll just come back
mm-hmm.
for you later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
I
don't need
you
now. I'll
come back for you later.
Yeah, because people fall for it. Because sometimes it's just one of those things where either A, they have their own little personal insecurities, or B, you know, in some cases, some people, maybe they were never really finished with one another. See, that's the whole thing. If you can't leave one relationship with and not close the door. You got to close that door, because if you don't close that door, you know what I'm saying, you're always going to get that draft.
Karen,
you know, you
beg it. Once the beg
draft.
Is done and over with, throw it out.
Yeah, I mean,
just
now,
throw it
now
out.
Some people don't, and I think that's like how Brother B just said, you got to close the door on it. You understand what I'm saying? It's better for you
mm-hmm.
and it's better for the next person that you meet, so you're not blocking your blessings in the future, let's say. But if you're going to keep on backpedaling with that same person, it don't seem like you'll ever be finding what you're looking for.
Exactly. Now I'm not one to say that, all right, maybe you and this person, you know, had a mutual agreement to go your separate ways, but you remain friends. That's different. But, you know, if you guys got unfinished business, then, yeah, that's something that you just got to close the door on and just
you
got to
close the door on it. You got to just walk away from it. It's like, you know, once it's done, it's done. It's over with. It's like, I look at it like that person's a ghost. It's a phantom. And what are ghosts? Ghosts are spirits of the dead. Like, you know what? You got to be that onion to chase that damn ghost away to get it, to make sure it goes away.
But you know what's crazy?
With that person, you're done.
Some people want to put other people either on hold or on layaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't do that.
Nah, you can't.
You shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't. Because, you know, you turn around, you got somebody else waiting and expecting something. And then when if you feel that you're comfortable where you at, then it's like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. Some of these humans out here can really just leave a bad taste in people's mouths to the point where either A, they just want to be alone for the rest of their lives, or B, they turn around and get into these bad relationships and not even knowing why they got into them. Or people just, you know, as Eddie Murphy said in Saturday Night Live, looking for nub in all the wrong places.
Exactly. That's the problem. And that's the problem.
Looking for nub.
You're looking for nub in all the wrong places.
And 9 times out of 10, it's like that's what a lot of people are doing now. They're just looking for love in all the wrong places. Once again, you're going into the supermarket and you're just grabbing stuff, but you're not looking at the ingredients because you don't want to take time to read the ingredients. You know,
yeah,
so
then when they find that love,
and go.
Right, they find that love, and then it's like, once again, like I said, it's nothing wrong with you being proud of your relationship or proud of a relationship or you're happy, but like I said, to throw it up on social media all the time, you and
thank
that person
you.
Taking pictures, you don't have to do that. And like I said, once again, it's more women than men, because women and even my own sons, you know, have been through it where it's like the girlfriends or the female, oh, why you don't never put it up on social media? Why you don't do this? What you have? It's like, I don't have to. Like, we're together. Why does everybody have to know that? Or, you know, or the main people that know we're together.
Yeah.
We don't have to let everybody know that.
You don't have to broadcast it. You don't have to broadcast it all over the place. Like I told you what happened with Homegirl when she put up that stuff, all the king, her man and stuff like that. And then days later,
you
see that she cursed the guy out. And it's like, even the one thing, phone calls were going left. They're like, man, did you see what she did? I'm like, man, that is crazy. And, you know, she embarrassed herself by cursing, showing her kicking the guy out of the house. She was kicking him out of the house, cursing him out, and even giving his name, saying like this, oh, this man, he works at this company and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he got
That sounds like something else. That sounds like an attention-seeking kind of girl. You understand what I'm saying? Because you just said she put the guy out, had to post it. She needed this attention, and I hate those kind of people that have to put it 24/7, this, and that. Oh, we're going to the bathroom together. Oh, we just came out the bathroom. Oh, we're now moving to the kitchen. Oh, we're going to be cooking.
Right.
Yeah, it's like they need attention. And sometimes those relationships are really not working, but they need to show it as if it's working. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
There's people out there that post pictures of their mate or if they were on a date or something. Okay, nice. Nothing wrong with that. But then you have the people that are really, really extra with it 24/7, all day long on your timeline. You and your boo, whatever. We get it.
And that was the case because that was the case with her and the guy. And the sad thing is, she embarrassed the guy on Facebook and Instagram, embarrassed him, said his name and everything, and his family got real upset. And guess what? She had to go up and apologize to his family on Facebook. And she also had to take herself off of social media. She said, oh, that, She's sorry. She apologized to his family for embarrassing him like that.
She's going to do it again. Next argument.
And I'm like, why would you do something like that for? I mean, what, you want attention or something? I mean, seriously,
mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because it's some things are just not enough.
You know,
some people need more than just a hug. You know, they need big acknowledgement. They need acknowledgement for everyone. That's why I think a lot of times people like that, they're looking for someone to approve the situation
mm-hmm.
that they're in.
Yes,
because sometimes
mm-hmm.
they're not even sure of what's going
mm-hmm.
on, so they're looking for approval. And depending on what a couple of people say, like, oh, well, such and such said that, you no good. Or such and such said that, they're not sure about you. But I ain't dating such and such. I'm dating you. So it's like,
right.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But people still go for it because, once again, some of them are looking for that approval. And if you have to seek approval from others to be in a relationship that involves you and another person, then
mm-hmm.
it's not worth it then. It's not, I guess it's really
not
something that you don't want. Because if you need somebody else to judge it, then you're not sure yourself. So don't even get involved. Don't waste your time.
And that's the
but most of all, don't
of
waste somebody else's
Jesus.
Time. Yeah, don't waste
that's
somebody else's
case
time on something that you're not sure of. Like,
right.
don't do it, man. But once again, it goes to that thing of people being selfish. Some people just like, well, I want what I want, how I want it, and I don't care how I get it.
It's like I compare it to putting it out there like a whole movie and you putting up a front, like you know how some couples put a front like for the cameras, like they're happy, they're so in love, oh my goodness, the best. And then after, behind closed doors, there's nothing but drama. Like, I can't stand him, I can't stand her. Her feet stink, his breath stink, stuff, all
yeah.
this stuff that... I'm like, that's what's going on now these
days. But the same could
it's
be
like,
that same thing that you just said, KJ, could be said for couples who don't post the pictures. You get what I'm saying? They could feel that
right.
way too. It's just people. I think it's just people in the time what they're feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you can feel something. See, that's the thing. How could you feel something about somebody else's relationship or situation unless they ask you or bring you into it?
That
there's
is
no,
true.
No
that,
that
that is true.
How,
that
like,
is true. But there's people who are very envious of people's relationships from afar. Let's say they may have seen you out at a friend's party, and they've been just eyeing how your guy or your girl treats you, and they want that for themselves. You don't know what people be going through in a mix of their feelings mentally. It's really sad. I've seen that. I've seen that shit happen to me, and I'm like, okay, I didn't know you was feeling him, but all right. I didn't
right.
know. You knew him, okay. You was feeling him like that. You should have had him when you had him. But you want him when I want him, so, hey.
Yeah, because
right.
the whole thing, listen, it's like, all right, we go to a restaurant. You order this. Okay, Lady T going to order the steak. And then,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big Red order the lobster. Or you and your partner order the lobster. But then next thing you know, it's like, oh, that lobster looked good. Oh, that steak looked good. Oh, can I taste
mm-hmm.
the piece? Oh, sure. See, sometimes
mm-hmm.
people just want to taste a piece. They want, they like what
they just
want
to taste it because you look good in your plate. Right.
Yeah, exactly. But
like
the whole
thing looks good. Oh, let's see how it looks on my plate. I mean, if you're doing that, then you must be a real shiesty individual then if you have to do something
like
that.
They have
like
people
that.
Like that. They have
petty.
They have,
petty.
Listen,
that's pettiness.
That's petty. That's very petty. They have people like that that's been, let's say, if they dated them in the past, and then now they see you with your new mate. You looking real good with her. She making you look good. They trying to get with you again. Come on, Red. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, exactly.
Red knows what
absolutely.
I'm talking about. There's really females like that, but guys don't realize
mm-hmm.
that. Y'all just thinking, hey, she's insecure. Nah, that bitch ain't insecure. She knows what she's talking about, boo.
Yeah, and the thing, and you know what the thing is? Sometimes people just want to say, I did that.
Yeah.
Now, those
yeah.
are people I really hate. Hold
on, who sung that rap song? I'll take your man. It's in my head. Thank you. Okay. I'll take your man. Something, something. Come on, you know the song. It's not even going. I don't need to be saying this. Too late. I don't need to be
crazy.
Saying, come on. It's alone. Tell you. I'll take your man. I'll take your man.
I'll be your bitch if you got.
Yeah. Come on. It's real.
But it's sad that we live in that type of world where, I mean, listen, if you want to do it, don't make a song about it. Like, if you want to do it, you know.
If you do it, don't forget the karma also behind it, because karma does hit.
Exactly. Like,
that's
once again, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the game,
if you
and sometimes that
game
bites your butt.
Exactly, and some people ain't ready for that, and
mm-hmm.
you know that,
yep.
that proves to be a problem.
Karma comes
back
and bites that person, and you know what? Ain't a small bite neither. When it comes back, it stomps you out.
Mm-hmm.
that's why I'm like, listen, just know what you're going to do before you do it. Like, stop. Don't depend on somebody else's opinion to push your relationship forward. Don't let somebody come in. I mean, I understand getting advice from a friend, but then at the same time, you got to be careful of the friend that you get, the so-called friend that you get
yes.
advice from. Because sometimes
mm-hmm.
the advice that they give may not be good for your situation. You know
or
what I'm saying?
Or sometimes the advice may also
about.
Reverse, Brother B, what you just said. It may reverse. In the sense of that, maybe that friend don't want to see y'all together. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I've had that mm-hmm. you know, before. You understand what I'm like? That friend, you go to them, yeah, and then they're like, nah, why don't you break up with him? He's not right for you because of such and such. Okay, I just told you one thing. But they might be friends of the friend. Hey, she said he don't like you. She don't want to talk to you. She got a problem with you. So they did sometimes some friends to shake things up.
Yeah, and which is not cool. As I'm saying, every bit of advice that you get sometimes is not always for you or is conducive, you know, to your situation. Because
mm-hmm.
people can say, oh, yeah, we're going through the same thing. No, we're not. We're not going through the same thing because we're dealing with two different people. So it's not
mm-hmm.
the same thing. Because what the person that you're with may not stomach or deal with the things that the person I'm with may deal with. So it may seem similar, but no, we're not going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that whole, I think that's a lot of reason why a lot of times people put their relationships out there so somebody can be like, yeah, I agree. I went through this. And you did the right thing. And this was that and the third. And meanwhile, it's like, yo, 2 weeks later, y'all motherfuckers are back together.
That's the crazy part about it. That's
no, that's the good
part.
That shows how solid it is. We could go to people to ask certain things, but come on. Yeah, I did. But we're working this thing out. That's what people do.
Yeah.
Do people work things out more in a relationship, guys on the panel? And Red, do people tend to lack working things out nowadays, as if you notice? They'll have one argument, nobody wants to speak, we've broken up. Do people tend to, that's what's lacking a lot in relationships.
Yeah, I don't
communication.
Think people want to,
communication.
Yeah, they don't do that as much. They don't do that as much as they used to. Like, it's like,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to work out anything. Now, and that, like I said, we live in this generation of everything has to be quick, fast, and in a hurry. And it's just like, all right, one argument, all right, I'm out. I don't want to be bothered, you know. Or whatever. I think it depends on the extreme of it, but yeah, people don't take the time to want
to
work
out
anything.
Yeah, sometimes it gets so much to the extreme. It's like, I don't know.
To the extreme
right,
as far
wrong.
As what? To the extreme as far as I smacked you and you
right.
know.
It depends on
that's
the
different.
Yeah,
if we talking about extreme where it's something that's ongoing, then that's two people that needed to have sit down and say, listen. You know, this ain't going to work because of this, this, and that. But people don't do that anymore. That's my point that I'm making.
Yeah,
people don't communicate
do
with someone.
Person. Right.
Yeah, that went out
let me
the
tell
window
you
a long time ago.
You can't. Right. You can't. You can't, or the other person's not willing to listen or compromise with you. And I've
right,
been in
if the other person
like
isn't
that way,
willing to listen.
Right. I compromised, and that person just kept doing what they wanted to do, and they kept, oh, well, let's work it. Okay, and I'm telling you what the problem is, but you keep doing the same thing. I'm telling you what the problem is, but you keep doing the same thing. Then when I finally tell you that I don't want to be bothered, now you want to ask all these questions and call me every day and ask me why. I already told you why. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you again. I already told you why, and you didn't
different.
Want to listen.
When one party is over-communicating, you already did
right.
that. How many times?
Right.
That's over communication. I'm talking about when.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about when the person. Okay, we're upset with each other for today, Red. I don't want to speak to you today. I'm so pissed off with you. Whatever the case may be. Tomorrow comes. Maybe you're still pissed off. I'll get that. The next day comes. We need to speak about this already and come to an agreement. There's people that don't do that. They just leave you hanging. You don't know if this was done, if this had a place to resolve. As long as
right.
I was talking. You would think it would have a place to resolve. I could understand
right.
if it was, you know, you went out on two dates with the person, then this ain't really nothing much. You understand what I'm saying? That's two different
right.
things. But there's people I'm talking about that's going for long term or say they're going for long term but not ready for long term. And me, those are
right.
the kind
Listen,
of people that are dangerous
mad,
to me.
You get mad to me. You get mad at me that same day. I'll give you a couple of hours. And I'm coming through with a box of chicken. Eat that
Thank
shrimp.
You. See,
Eat
fish,
that.
I'll take the shrimp. I'll take the box of shrimp. But that's what I'm talking about. I'm like that too, Brother B. Let's sit down and eat the
I'm
shrimp and let's
coming.
Talk about this. Yes. See, that's
but
what
that's
okay.
how
so
it's
there's
supposed
still,
to be.
There's still guys out there that think like that. That's good to know.
You can't. You
Maybe
can't,
some guys
you
are
can't
just
let
kiddies.
That, yeah, you can't. You can't let that. You can't let you can't keep that in your pocket for too long.
Yeah.
Listen, what happened 20 minutes ago? You know what I'm saying? That happened 20 minutes ago. That was the past. All right, move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that shows how real or how much a person, you know, cares for one another, because I'm not gonna hold that. If me and you are rolling like that and me and you together like that, then, you know, I'm just not. Nah, I gotta leave that alone. Now, really, but then again, it also depends on the severity of the situation. Because certain
how
things
much severe
you be like,
can
oh,
it
no,
be if I didn't knock
time.
You out? If I didn't knock you out, it's to me, it's not that severe. You should be
yeah,
able to
I mean,
speak
I mean,
to me
I mean, I mean, you,
and tell me what we
I mean,
need to talk about.
And this is true. I mean, I know me. Sometimes I get in my FU mode. For a couple of hours, but sometimes it's not about you; it's more about me bringing myself down.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes that silence isn't always about the other person. It's about, you know, let me figure out in my head what I did and what I said wrong, or if I said anything wrong, so that way, when I'm ready to be like, all right, we need to communicate about this. You know, this is what I got for you.
Yeah.
So sometimes that silence is not always is about that other person. But I know that's with me. Sometimes I just got to just take a break, but put my brakes and be like, wait a minute, let me put it in park. Let me turn the car off and just you know, let me just chill for a
right.
minute.
But at least that's good that you're thinking about that. You're still thinking about the wellness of the relationship. You need to be well in order for the relationship to be well. That's what that sounds like, what you're talking about. So at least you still
but
care.
But a lot of people don't do that. Yeah, a lot of people don't do that because some people they either don't care or they're just jumping in the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
yep,
I'm gonna just
absolutely.
Jump into this. Like, I'm gonna just put these shoes on for today. I ain't really going nowhere, but I'm gonna just put on my hard bottoms and walk around the house. Like that's it. You know, I'm gonna put on the high heels just to go to the bathroom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's all people are doing nowadays. It's just. Like, I don't know. I guess it's to uplift themselves and make them feel a certain way. I don't know. But for whatever it is, whatever you do, just think about the other parties involved, especially when a person has kids. Please, think about other parties and all parties involved. because the bond that you build today, and if it doesn't last tomorrow, it may not be with that person, but you never know who else it may be with. Especially when kids, once again, when kids are involved, you know, kids are different. They latch on. Some of them don't
yes,
get like, well, he was here today or she was here today, and what happened? Like, why are they not coming back? Well, I really like them. And, you know, there's
right.
a lot of explaining
mm-hmm.
you can do, but sometimes it's like they don't want to hear that. Like, it's not real to them. So, and it goes sometimes even with people's family, man. It's like, listen, when you get into a relationship, you know, and it's going the distance, you're not only in a relationship with that person, but you're in a relationship with the family, too. And sometimes,
right.
yep. it to me, it's always been one of those things where, oh, so you stop dating the person or you stop being with the person, you see their family in the street, you walk past them or you ignore them. So, like, listen, life don't work like that, man. And if you can just cut somebody off like that, then to best believe what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
me,
yep.
in certain situations, I don't see it like that. You know, if try to keep things on a friendly note. If you know you guys can't rock no more, then, you know, as long as it don't go out and, you know, in guns blazing, try to keep it cordial, man. Because you know what? Sometimes you never know. The person that you see as an enemy today can be a friend tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, especially if
sometimes,
you're
sometimes
oh, I
also,
love, I
it,
love
it depends on how the relationship ended with the family, too, because sometimes you have family.
Yeah.
That's in your business, and was in y'all business.
Yep.
So you don't want to
oh,
speak to
that
person.
That
it's over. Y'all, yeah, you got to cut that off. You help
yeah.
end it. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, some families is just like, you know what? You know, all right, y'all stop rocking. I mean, that's y'all, but, you know, we was cool, though. So don't think about
mm-hmm.
seeing such and such in the street.
Yep,
I ain't going to say
true.
What's up. That was
mm-hmm.
between y'all, you know. And then some families like, nah, you hate her, I hate her too, son. Oh yeah, I hate her. Yeah, we gonna hate him too. Nah, yeah, okay. And what is that? What you eat don't make me shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take your beat over somebody else, I don't care. I don't know, man. Like I said, yes, mm-hmm. last night, man. We all just need to have a drink and some smoking. Just calm the hell down. Just take it too far. It's out of control, man. We need another person in office. We need somebody in office to calm shit down. It's too much. And, you know, I used to never really look at it like that, but I really see whoever's at the top of the echelon, you know, kind of dictates, you know, people kind of move how they move. We had 8 years
right.
of, you know, of Obama, and there was a coolness. I mean, of course there was some drama, but there was some swag. There was a coolness about it. There was a trying to work things out, even though you had other entities that were, or other people that were just so determined on wanting to hate. And hate not because, you hate just because he was smart, but most of all, hate because of his color.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got this guy in, so you got the right color. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can't be black and intelligent because that's the most dangerous
mm-hmm.
thing. So now we got this guy in here. You know, you got the right color scheme, and he's just been speaking a lot of hate and really a lot of talking down, and people are loving it. So that, to me, that's scary. So that means you'd rather have somebody in office that hates, that talks down, that keeps things negative, instead of somebody
mm-hmm.
that tries to be more positive and progressive. That's what scares me.
Because negativity drives. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, negativity
that's
drives.
That's what scares me for the future going forward. That so many people live in this, like, negative box. So that's why, like I said, like I was saying in the beginning, to Big Red about how, you know, I've been posting a couple of things on Facebook because, you know what, this is my attitude. The negative and stereotypical things that you post may have an inadvertent effect on my daughter, my godchildren, my two young male cousins that are black, that are out there in the streets trying to do for themselves. Mm-hmm. Doing the right thing, but somebody will just want to perceive them or look at them as doing the wrong thing just because they're young and black. That is what the mm-hmm. negative stuff that you post may have some adverse effect on somebody like Lady C's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Or one of K-Dog's nephews or Hot Rod's children. Don't put the negative shit out there. If you don't want it to happen to you, then don't put it out there. If you don't want it to happen to a loved one, don't put it out there.
Right.
Just don't. So this is why I go hard. People will want to see it as me being negative, but no, I'm going hard because I have shit to lose. Just like you have shit to lose, too. As much as you
right,
don't, some people don't want to believe it, you got something to lose. Don't put the negative shit out there.
Exactly.
Because it could very well affect somebody else. Just don't do it. So,
absolutely.
Note, I get ready to get my ass out of here. Ladies, Big Red.
Yeah.
K-Dog and, of course, Hot Rod, who's probably putting the babies together, you know, putting them to bed. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Peace.
And
that's right, brother.
Catch you guys. You know what? Just trying to do.
I don't get a shout out.
Show this Sunday. I said
yeah,
Lady
yeah,
T.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
I said Lady T. I said Lady T.
I ain't even hear you.
Listen, you know I got to mention you because the daggers is going to come out. We already know that.
No,
I know that.
Not at all. Not bad.
I know. But, yeah,
not
man,
at all.
Everybody, you know, have a good night. Be safe out there. Cause
that's my be safe.
You too.
Yeah, be safe. And catch y'all on the next one.
All right, y'all.
All right,
guys.
Peace and love to all.
Peace and love. Later.
Later.